Welcome to the Ancient Analog Archive, a program curated from the vast vaults of recordings preserved and available for listening or digital download on archive.org. It's like a trip through your local library record bins from the 1970s, a time capsule of audio obscurities. I'm DJ Frederick, delving deep into the dusty boxes of records and tapes from our analog past. So I went looking on archive.org for some music from New Hampshire. Specifically, I was thinking about Alan Block and a band or group he used to have called Ebenezer. It's an old record that I had way back in the day when I was definitely a folky. Now, I didn't find that album, but I did find another album by Alan Block and Ralph Lee Smith. Now, Alan Block was famous for his sandal shop, which was sort of a folk haven in New York City, but he also lived here in New Hampshire in a small town called Francistown. So this album was called simply Alan Block and Ralph Lee Smith, released on Meadowlands Record, MS-1, and that was out of the Bronx in New York. All right, get ready for some fiddle. Alan Block and Ralph Lee Smith with some very traditional fiddle tunes there. Moorpath Rent and Chorus Jig. By the way, Alan Block was the father of blues musician Rory Block. Small world. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Analog Archive. A prime example of how not to do a radio show. But really, I'm glad to go spelunking into the caverns of archive.org and bring these gems into the light of day. And now for something completely different. Where have I heard that before? We're going to hear an extended set of music from Harvey Griffin. This is a very cool private press release, and it's very much a self-promotional LP. Because he essentially lists his resume on the record. He's got references from various people. Let me just read you a little bit of the liner notes. Background: Harvey has a degree in music and drama from Michigan State University. 4 years of music study with Velma Freud. Extensive private training from Lucille Lawrence and the Mann School of Music in New York, 3 years in the United States Army Concert Band, 14 years total in the professional field, experience over 400 concert performances, over 150 club dates from New York to Los Angeles to Chicago to Detroit and Washington, D.C., many dramatic performances, numerous television appearances, including The Ed Sullivan Show and the Dinah Shore Show, 28 performances at the White House before presidents Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, and Lyndon B. Johnson, talent, skill at 6 orchestral and band instruments, arranges his own music for both harp and voice, and, well, how do you define talent? Personality, both fun and easy to talk to, intelligent and interesting, responds well with other musicians. And it goes on to say, his talent is hard to define in words. It's just words, and on stage, before an audience, it's special, very special, it's charisma. Harvey Griffin on the harp. Thank you.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountaintop, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I make a stop, but I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. Had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere, and the dancing kettle swing to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. Had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market, you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Aki rice, salt fish are nice, and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for a minute a day. My heart is on my head is turning around. Had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Leave a girl in Kingston Town. Thank you. How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard, easy to be cold. How can people have no feelings? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud, easy to say no. Especially people who care about strangers, who care about evil and social injustice. Care about the bleeding crowd. How about the needing friend? How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Easy to give in. Especially people who care about strangers, who care about evil and social injustice. Do you only care about the bleeding crowd? How about the needing friend? How can people have no feelings? You know I'm hung up on you. Hard to surrender, hard to be easy. How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard, easy to be cold, easy to be proud, easy to say.
From the album, introducing the harp and voice of Harvey Griffin, just amazing stuff, and his albums are all worth seeking out. This one, thankfully, is on archive.org, available for free download. That set started off with Walk On By, then we heard Jamaica Farewell, and Handel's Concerto, and we wrapped up with Song in the Night and Easy to Be Hard, with Harvey Griffin on the harp. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Analog Archive.
You can't help but admire the patriotism of a guy who lies about his age to get into the Navy, especially if that age is 14. You're on the Soundbeat. Okay, young teens sneaking into the Navy might make you question the standards of 1916 recruitment offices, but look, it happened. And Eddie Peabody got through it all okay. As a matter of fact, he went on to a long career in show business, earning the nickname King of the Banjo. Granted, they may have given out the nickname a bit early and definitively. Here's Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, a Regal recording from 1929.
trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright, they'll all turn out all right if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Peabody specialized in the plectrum banjo, a smaller version with four instead of five strings. And he helped develop variations on the instrument, like the Vagavox and the banjoline. Check out more episodes whenever you want at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Susan Boehner from Grayling, Michigan writes, "Dear Dr. Science, are your listeners making a living off their questions, or are they wards of the state?"
My listeners are possessed of a great deal of true humility. They confess their ignorance. They surrender to the fact that I know more than they do. And in this surrender, they become teachable. Yes, as a matter of fact, many of the listeners to this program are state and federal employees. I happen to know that the Civil Service Commission has recently required that all applicants for the coveted G23 positions must be thoroughly familiar with this radio show, all zillion episodes. I suppose I should be flattered, but instead the thought makes me a bit uneasy. I don't know, I guess I've always thought of myself as a rebel of sorts. But to answer your question, no. Nobody makes a living off this radio show, least of all my listeners. And thanks for asking.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Audio Classics.
Welcome back to Ancient Analog Archive. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're going to delve into some classical music. Now, this is an LP that was released on the Westminster Gold label, which has budget label written all over it. But a little bit of digging for gold finds that, no, it was pretty legit. And they released a lot of classical music, including music by Julian Bream, and some very well-known musicians, Virgil Fox, among others. And to this day, their archive recordings are being managed by Deutsche Grammophon. So, yeah, they must be legit. At any rate, we're going to hear the Tipton Trio. And the album is Rameau, Blavé, Duos and Trios for Flute, Cello, and Harpsichord. Well, hello. I hope you're still with me. Not the most exciting of classical music, but quite rare from the Tipton Trio, who were Albert Tipton, Mario DeFiorio, and Mary Norris, released on Westminster Gold. And that appears to be only one of two recordings that are available on Discogs, and the only one available on archive.org. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Analog Archive. Now, I like to end these programs with something related to radio. And if the show continues, I'll definitely be ending the program with some of the tracks from this LP. Occasionally, maybe more frequently. People who are radio aficionados know the name of Willis Conover. He was an American jazz producer and broadcaster on The Voice of America for several decades, who brought jazz to the world on shortwave. I'm going to be reading a biography of Willis Conover very soon. It's in the mail, and I can't wait for it to be delivered. We may be speaking more about him as time goes on. Willis Conover recorded promotional radio programs for the U.S. Navy, which were released on vinyl by the U.S. Navy and broadcast on various radio stations around the world. I'm going to drop the needle on one side of this 6-LP set. This is the Mediterranean side with music from the Mediterranean region. Let's travel the world in song with Willis Conover.
The men and women of the United States Navy invite you to join them as they travel the world in song. This is Willis Conover, your host for A Mediterranean Cruise, to ports of call where the American sailor visits strange and beautiful places. The mighty rock of Gibraltar is best seen from the Spanish shore, and then it's off through Spain, first leg of the cruise. Thank you. The Spanish port of Algeciras, though itself unspectacular, has one or two splendid hotels that are quite inexpensive by American standards. Private beaches, golf clubs, tennis courts, rose gardens, orange trees, and terraces where delicious meals are served are all part of the package. Early in the evening, sailors will look from a balcony and watch the lights of Gibraltar slowly twinkling on. Scents of roses and oranges fill the warm air. And as the lights flicker on around the base of the huge rock, strolling musicians begin to play beneath the balcony. If he can tear himself away, the sailor may take a trip to the Sierra Nevadas, the true Spain, away from the sophisticated cities. This is the place where meats are aged. Spanish hams, known the world over, are aged for months in the snow, which refrigerates while the sun cures. In the indolent Spanish countryside, sailors find a delightful people who have very little in the way of worldly goods, but have a great pride and personal dignity, and a warm and open welcome for the visiting sailor. across the Straits of Gibraltar to North Africa, a short trip to Tangier. The first sight is always surprising. European travelers in Western dress mix freely with North Africans in long robes, and the women additionally veiled. Although some of the African Arabs have adopted Western dress, the majority wear their traditional clothing. But Tangier is a cosmopolitan city with beautiful modern buildings and wide boulevards, yet with ancient mosques shooting delicate spires to the sky. Two blocks from the center of town lies the open marketplace, where the visitor is warned not to take photographs for fear of giving offense. Here the streets are narrow and crowded with people and with displays of food, clothing, jewelry, and rugs. It's almost too much to believe. And yet when he leaves the Kasbah, the sailor may sit in a beautifully decorated restaurant a block or two away, where animated conversations are carried on in 8 or 10 languages, and his choice of continental food is beautifully prepared and served. Truly a country of startling contrasts, all part of a Mediterranean cruise. Next week, another country, another people, another musical experience, as the men and women of the United States Navy travel the world in song. This is Willis Connolly.
And that is where the record side ends. Willis Conover, Travel the World in Song, from a 6-LP set released by the U.S. Navy. Fascinating individual, fascinating broadcaster, and unfortunately not well known in our time, even though he's only been gone for about 30 years. All right, this is DJ Frederick in the Ancient Analog Archive saying 73, thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings. If you have any questions or comments, email radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.